Welcome to the OCR A-Level Psychology Podcast. Find out more at www.ocr.org.uk.
My name's Rebecca Rhodes, and I guess I am not from here. So you're going to have to try to understand what I'm saying half the time as well. And I'll try not to swear when I get overly excited, sort of bad things come out. But I'm from New Zealand originally. And I've been in England now for the, well, this is my fourth year teaching psychology. In New Zealand, I taught geography, ironically, and we don't teach psychology in New Zealand, so it's sort of disappointing, and that's why I'm still here. I'm waiting for New Zealand to catch up. But I'm here today to give you a bit of an idea about what it's like to teach the core study. So at Farnborough Sixsmith College, we use OCR, and we've decided to stick with OCR, and I'm going to sort of explain to you why we've made that decision. And the first question I want to ask you is, when you go back to work tomorrow, can you put up your hand if you will be teaching the OCR specification? Just because I'm nosy. Okay, so that's most of you. Apologies if I'm going to say things that are already familiar to you, okay? But hopefully you are just as excited about teaching OCR as I am, so you'll be sort of on the excited journey with me. There's a variety which comes through with the 15 core studies that are going to be coming in next year. It allows you to teach in a structured manner so that students of varying ability can sort of go along on the journey with you. And most of all, and best of all, I think, is the fact that you can be exceedingly creative with how you present each of these core studies. There's always going to be something new in a week's time. The way you present it can completely change. You get input from the students when they bring their own experiences, and that's what I think makes teaching psychology exciting. I've only taught OCR, so I could be completely biased. So I thought I'd ask a colleague of mine from Farnborough Sixth Form who's been teaching for many, many more years than I have, teaching psychology and has had experience with other specifications. And these are her thoughts.
A very clear structure to them and then move along quite quickly. But within that, they get quite a broad grasp of what psychology is. I also think that for some of the students who find some of the course studies quite difficult, the fact that they have got other course studies to rely on is very helpful to them, and they feel, okay, I didn't quite get this bit, but it doesn't mean I didn't get everything. They can move on to the next course study in which they can show a great deal of strength. So I think there's a nice balance in terms of depth and breadth. And for those who do struggle at the same time, there's enough to move on to that they don't feel that if they don't succeed in one area, they can't succeed in others. So I think those are the strengths of the OCR spec and the things that I particularly enjoy doing.
Right, so Vanessa was able to share the fact that she likes the depth and breadth of the OCR specification, and that's what I like as well. You get the 15 core studies when they come in next year, and they cover these five perspectives. So the students come in and do 1 year of psychology at their AS level, and they're exposed to such a huge variety of what psychology can offer. And I'm just going to quickly run through the study. So like I said, apologies to most of you who are currently teaching OCR. But we've got, at Farnborough, we start with the social approach, and we think that this is a great way to keep the students invigorated. They're coming into a subject for the first time, and a lot of them are quite anxious, thinking, oh my God, what am I going to learn about? So we start with social, and that gets them excited, because we start with Milgram, and you ask them questions. Who do you obey? Who do you regard as an authority figure? Often teachers aren't authority figures anymore, so they don't obey us anymore, but maybe they shouldn't anyway. But then you get them thinking about, well, okay, if you were put in a situation where you could give a complete stranger an electric shock, would you do that? And they often say, well, no, that's totally unethical. It's not nice, they say, to start with. And then as the year progresses, they start using the nice lingo. But they don't agree with the concept of causing complete stranger pain. But then you expose them to the study by Milgram, and they go, oh my goodness, people do these things. But obviously you then start critiquing the study. Now we've got a second study, and this is a new one, and you're going to love the talk by Raishan Haslam later on today, looking at the BBC Prison Project study. So I'm not going to actually talk to you anything about that. But one thing I do like about the fact that it's been introduced, I'm talking really fast, aren't I, is the fact that it's a British study. And yes, okay, I'm a foreigner saying that, but often my students, when they get to the end of the year, they say, how come most of the studies we learn about are from America? And so I think it's really good that this new study and a few of the other ones that have come in are actually from this country. And then obviously Griffith's study, which is up there, wonderful speech. I love the fact that you helped us as teachers understand the procedure and the results and the applications. It was superb. This is purely from the heart. I really love teaching psychology, and I do enjoy teaching the OCR specification. So hopefully that gives you an idea. I'm not trying to convert any of you, and most of you are using OCR at the moment anyway. And if you have any other questions about teaching OCR or anything at all, or you want to know about New Zealand and how wonderful it is, then do email me. Okay, thank you very much.